A sentencing hearing for Bernie Herman took place this morning. NBC's Joel Willock attended court.
The public will have to wait on the sentence for a former RCMP officer convicted of manslaughter and the death of his lover. A sentencing hearing took place today at Court of King's Bench in Prince Albert for Bernie Herman over his conviction in the death of Braden Herman. It was expected a sentence would be handed out today. However, lawyers had vastly different ideas over the appropriate sentence for Bernie Herman. The defense is seeking 4 to 6 years, while the Crown is asking the courts to hand Bernie Herman a life sentence for the killing of Braden Herman. Lawyers presented their arguments on the matter this morning. The judge has reserved his decision on sentencing until June. For NBC News at the Court of King's Bench in Prince Albert, I'm Joel Willick.
A 22-year-old man has been arrested in northern Saskatchewan and charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. It follows the deaths of 2 people in northern Manitoba. Leon Paul Mercury is accused of fatally shooting 2 people and setting their home on fire in September 2021. The incident took place on the Northlands Dene Sulene First Nation, located at Black Brochet. The investigation stretched into Saskatchewan. Mercury is from Northlands, but he was arrested Monday in Fond du Lac. An in-person conference on Indigenous peoples, media, and democracy is happening next month. Speakers will include Kim Wheeler, an Anishinaabe Mohawk writer and podcaster, and Connie Walker, a Pulitzer Prize-winning Cree journalist. Dr. Merelda Fidler-Potter is a researcher and assistant professor at First Nations University. She says the conference will open discussions about the different challenges faced by media.
For us to sort of think through all of the different things that we're experiencing. So everything from the meta ban and how that's working against, you know, broadcasters like yourselves. We can't share stories on Facebook. We can't share all of those other sorts of links and things to kind of gain or gather or increase audience.
The Indigenous Peoples Media and Democracy Conference is taking place at First Nations University Regina campus on May 7th. A Manitoba First Nation that has suffered from chronic flooding is suing 3 levels of government. Pegwas First Nation says the federal and Manitoba governments have failed to protect the community from frequent flooding that has damaged homes and forced evacuations. Chief Stan Bird says his community is frustrated.
You know, we're called to the table time and time again, but nothing ever comes of that. That's all we do is talk. We're beyond that point right now.
The lawsuit also alleges 2 nearby municipalities have diverted water from their areas onto reserve land. A BC woman is working to ensure all communities have air quality monitors. Amber Vye's 9-year-old son Carter died last year of asthma during the wildfire season. She says she's working with the BC Lung Foundation to start Carter's Project with a goal of education.
I want people to realize that asthma can go from 0 to 100 in the blink of an eye. You do everything right and it still can go so bad, and people really need to understand that. And also that your indoor air quality isn't always the safe haven.
Carter's Project will bring air quality monitors and do-it-yourself air purifiers to communities across BC. A band counselor from Ontario says discussions taking place around a global plastic agreement should be involving First Nations.
Amju Nong First Nation counselor Janelle Namibin told the gathering delegates that, like everyone else, Indigenous peoples have a right to a healthy environment. Her First Nation is surrounded by industrial facilities and has long pushed for greater monitoring and action to protect their air quality. Namibin says she knows firsthand what it is like to deal with such pollution growing up in an Anishinaabe community near Sarnia, Ontario, in what is nicknamed Canada's Chemical Valley. She says Indigenous peoples are already dealing with the after effects of plastic pollution, so leaving them out of the conversation only makes it harder. Naira Ahmed, The Canadian Press.
Honda is set to build an electric vehicle battery plant next to its Alliston, Ontario assembly plant. The $15 billion project includes retooling the plant to produce fully electric vehicles. Honda Global CEO Toshiro Mibe says Canada is an attractive environment for Honda.
Canada is rich in natural resources and actively promotes use of clean energy. Honda is pursuing what we call triple action to zero, net zero CO2 emission by 2050, 100% use of carbon-free energy, and 100% use of sustainable materials.
The plants are expected to create 1,000 jobs on top of the existing 4,200 jobs at the assembly plant. And consumer complaints about phone, internet, and television services keep on rising across the country.
The Complaints Commission found an alarming rise in issues related to overcharges on bills. Customers complained more than 3,000 times about it. Disclosure issues and credits or refunds that weren't received rounded out the top three categories of issues. Of the roughly 10,000 complaints accepted by the commission over the six-month period, Rogers accounted for more than one quarter of them at 2,800 complaints. That marks a 118% surge. Bell accounted for about 16% of all complaints, and TELUS had about 13%. Michelle Zedekian, The Canadian Press.